afternoon. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Kyle Tosk. We have a room full today, and it's for good reason. Tim Otstadt is here today, and they are smoking. How about Luke Goody's listening to this, so I'm going to tell him what we're doing, just so he can be a little bit jealous. He's smoking chicken, ribs, pork, and brisket, and we are the judges. So we get to go through and judge all of this. Luke Goody, does that sound like a fairly solid thing that you would probably be a judge for?
Nothing better than that.
No. There's nothing better than that. It's incredible what we've been able to do today. But you've got other things on your mind, Luke Goody, and that is a basketball game tomorrow night against Iowa State. How has the week gone leading up to this game tomorrow?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, it's a quick turnaround. We got back Sunday morning. They flew us out Sunday morning back to Champaign, and we kind of had an off day, and then Monday was pretty light. We watched a lot of film, and, you know, Tuesday we had practice to get ready. So it's a quick turnaround, and, you know, we got to watch Iowa State a good amount, and, you know, a bunch of the guys stayed and watched extra film. So got familiar with them, and we're here ready to go.
How important is a day off, or is it just one of those where you guys wake up the next day after what you did this past weekend getting to the Sweet 16, like Sunday morning at 5 a.m., were you ready to roll?
In a way, I'm not going to lie, the off day was nice. You know, yeah. It's a lot of travel this time of year. So,
right.
You know, in the postseason, and we're on the NCAA schedule, so, you know, we have flights at, you know, Sunday morning instead of usually leaving after the game on, like, a Saturday, per se, so... you know, we want a different type of schedule. It's nice to have that extra off day just so we can, you know, kind of, you know, get some energy back, get some sleep back that we missed over the trip.
Let me take you back and then we'll go forward. Morehead State gave you everything you could ask for a half and then some, especially jumping out to that 9-0 lead. Luke, you guys always have to make it tough on us old people. Like, you just get us stressed out immediately. It's like, no! But you guys, obviously, that second half came together and played an incredible half of basketball. I know there's never a doubt in your mind that you're going to win that game, but what was the feeling at halftime? And was Brad fairly animated at half, or were you guys just saying, look, let's stick to the process, we're going to wear Morehead State down, and we're going to win this game?
Yeah, well, I mean, that just seems like the theme that it's been for our team over the past couple weeks.
Right.
You know, whether or not that's a good thing or not, we've been able to win those games. So, you know, I look at it as a good thing, being able to come back from a deficit. But, you know, we started down basically 0-9 within the first minute of the game, and we ended up only being up 1 at halftime. So when we knew that happened, we knew that, you know, we kind of had control of the game, and we just got to keep playing our basketball, because to start down, you know, 0-9 and then be up at half is it means you're doing something right.
You guys then treated Duquesne like you would in November at the State Farm Center. I mean, you just came out, jumped on them, blew them out. That's a pretty good basketball team, Luke, and you guys just methodically took them apart.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about a team that beat a Big 12 team in the first round of the tournament. You know, everybody wants to say the Big 12 is the best conference in the country, and a good Duquesne team that was able to beat a really good BYU team who, you know, has played some of the top teams in the country at really good games. So, you know, for us to get out to that quick start, you know, Coach kept bringing up Iowa, how we kind of came out quick against Iowa and were able to kind of put them away early. He brought that up about Duquesne. He kind of wanted us to have that mentality, come out early in the game and just set the tone.
We have a chance to talk to Luke Goody each week, and it's brought to you by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend, First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted, and by Max Twin City Recycling. Always appreciate the sponsorships that allows us to have Luke Goody on. Luke, now you look forward. Well, no, hold on right there. You win Saturday, and finally an Illini team kind of bust through to that Sweet 16. We saw the soaker gun come out for Brad Underwood. Everybody was having fun in the locker room. When you finally had a chance to kind of like simmer down a little bit, what was going through Luke Goody's mind in terms of, you know, you came back from an injury last year because you wanted to play in an NCAA tournament. It ended quicker, obviously, than you hoped. Same with the year before, your freshman year. But what was that like for you, now you're a junior, to be able to say, you know what, we updated a stat, we're the next Illini team to make it to the Sweet 16. How nice was that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. When you think of Illinois basketball history, and thinking of a 19-year Sweet 16 drought is pretty crazy. So
it is.
To be a part of history and a part of the team that kind of brought that back to the university is it's pretty cool, man. There's been some cool experiences that I've gone through. You know, right after the game, you kind of get over that initial shock of winning the game, and then you kind of sit back and realize kind of the impact that you've made. For us to break through that mold, kind of is it's special to be a part of that. You know, because people remember the guys on the successful teams; they don't remember the guys on the teams that didn't do great.
And, you know, I know we had a chance to talk about it, but getting another banner in that Big Ten tournament, that's something that you'll always remember, Luke. I mean, that's something that'll hang forever.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when we won the Big Ten regular season 1 2 years ago, Coach said, they'll have those the reunions and stuff, the other reunions in, 10, 20, 30 years. And they're going to be doing it for the tournament team, too. So to be a part of that is pretty cool. You know, shout out to Coleman. He got his third one, so he's beating me by one. So, got to get one next year. But, being a two-time champ is, I don't take it for granted because you got, some of the greatest college players in the last 10 years that have played in the Big Ten that don't have one of those. So it's pretty cool.
Now, I'm not Lauren Tate, nor will I be here in a decade, but I can't wait to hear your interview on our airwaves in a decade when you come back to celebrate some of these hardware for sure. Luke Goody, when it comes to the NCAA tournament, that moment does not frighten you, scare you, anything. You step up for those moments and have so far in an Illini uniform.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something that, I've worked my whole life for. Any kid that grows up in the Midwest that plays basketball will be watching March Madness every single game. So I was one of those kids. And, those are just the moments that he worked so hard for, all the extra shots. All the times I went in before practice this year and got myself prepared, all the, ups and downs that I've been throughout my 3 years in college. It's just all for moments like this, man, and the stages that we've been able to play on. Talk about Big Ten Tournament Championship and now March Madness. Just being able to set myself up to have those opportunities and to be able to perform on the highest level is kind of what it's about.
Well, and you've done incredible with it. Luke Goody on the Tapman's Towing phone line. I don't believe in these jinx things. Plus, you're past Omaha now and heading to a brand new arena. So I'm just going to say it. Dane Danger didn't miss in Omaha, dude. And, well, I mean, you see it.
Can you say it again?
Well, Dane Danger didn't miss in Omaha. And you see it every day, right, in practice. We haven't seen a lot of that. Was it as surprising to you how well he played the last couple of games?
You said TJ? Sorry, it cut out a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dane Danger.
Oh, Dane. Yeah. Dane. I mean, having Dane out there, anybody that's been watching Illinois recently knows that he's been in and out of the rotation. It's just kind of the reality of it. So for him to stay with it and keep his head down, work hard every day. He's been on scout team, off scout team, all through a bunch of stuff. So to have him able to push through it and, be a good player has been great for us.
Does it bug you guys about Terrence Shannon and some of these postseason awards, or is that something you're not even worried about right now?
You said what? I'm sorry. It keeps cutting out for some reason. Huh. What did you say?
I said, does it bother you with regards to these postseason awards for Terrence Shannon, or is that something that you guys aren't even focused in on right now?
Yeah, it's something that we're not really focused in on. And it's something I know he's not really focused in on. It's those postseason awards, the non-team awards, they only get better if your team wins. So it's one of those things like, okay, well, he might not have been a first-team All-American or second-team All-American, which I disagree with. But, if we go and win a national championship, he's going to be the most outstanding player in the tournament. And that means way more than an All-American, in my opinion. Being the MVP of March Madness would be pretty sweet. So, those team accolades will take you farther than all those, personal accolades.
Amen. We got to let you go soon, but a couple more for Luke Goody, who is in Boston. You've had a chance now to shoot at this arena. What does Luke Goody take from his first few shots in this arena?
The rims are pretty stiff. I'm not going to lie. The rims, they're not really breakaway rims. So every time somebody dunks, the rim is just stiff. But, Good lighting, big arena, so used to playing in those as of late, so not bad. Great lighting, though, and good nets. I like the nets. So, the Celtics got a bunch of great shooters, and they watch the ball going every night, so it shouldn't be that tough for us.
Amen. And listen, Luke Goody, all he does is splash nets, so that thing's going to be – I'll let you cut one down after you take care of UConn. You can keep
that's what I'm saying, right? Two more games, and then we're cutting down some more nets. I like that.
Let's do it. Real quick, number one KenPom offense with you guys, number one KenPom defense with Iowa State. Obviously, this team can lock you down. How worried are you with that? And on the flip side, how worried should Iowa State be knowing they've got to shut down this Illinois offense?
Yeah, well, we watch their defense, and, you know, we think to ourselves, man, this is pretty good. But, you know, there's holes to it. And I'm sure they're watching all offenses saying, man, Marcus and TJ are gifted, and they got a bunch of guys that compliment them, but there's holes in it. And that's what you do as a college program getting ready for a big-time game like this. You try and find the deficiencies and attack them. So that's what both teams are going to try and do, and, hopefully we come through.
Two more steps to the Final Four, Luke Goody. Is it setting in?
It's a pretty cool opportunity, man. I'm not going to lie. To know that, you know, we're 80 minutes away from playing in the Final Four is pretty special.
I bet. Luke Goody, it is always great to visit with you. Congratulations on this next step. I can't wait to visit with you next week when we're talking Final Four in Phoenix. I won't feel bad when you have to fly all the way out west. I'm not going to feel bad for Luke Goody. Congratulations, buddy. Let's keep it going tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Nice talking to you.
Same to you, buddy. Luke Goody, that is, of course, brought to you by Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. And, of course, that warm weather, I think, is going to come into our existence somewhat soon. So make sure you get a hold of Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Make sure that AC is finely tuned and working at the best ability. First Federal Savings Bank, local and trusted. Could you ask for two better words? Local and trusted. Local meaning they have lived where you live. That's an important thing, and that's why you can trust First Federal Savings Bank. And, of course, by Max Twin City Recycling. That is a name I've heard since I was a young man. Max Twin City Recycling. They have been around the area for a long time. And I think as a business owner, that means you're doing something right. And Max Twin City Recycling is definitely doing that. Hope you enjoyed Luke Goody. It's been a fun show so far. We've had an Iowa State. Jeff joined us. Now I'm losing his name. Kyle, this has been kind
DeBroff.
Of a DeBroff, thank you, from KCCI TV in Des Moines. He kind of broke down Iowa State in case you missed the first hour. We also had Sean Harrington on, and I know Kenny texted in on the U of I Lightning Lake text line and said, holy cow, listening to the interview with Sean Harrington was great. My question is, why on earth isn't he coaching somewhere? Of course, he did that for quite a few years, coaching college basketball, but then he decided he and his wife and his family moved down to Florida, and they kind of took advantage of some other things that are going on in their personal life. So Sean got out of that coaching world, which is a crazy, crazy world, and I think he's more of that family guy. But man, when it comes to breaking stuff down, I honestly will tell you this, in 14 years of doing this show, I'm just being transparent, nobody has done it better than Sean Harrington. Jay Layman does it on the football side. And Sean Harrington, of course, does it on that side. And I'll tell you, the guy we just talked to, Luke Goody, one day has a chance to do that as well. A 217 said, you can see on YouTube, Kyle has barbecue on his face.
There you go.
That kind of just summarizes the day.
That's a perfect encapsulation of what we got going on over here.
So thus far, we've eaten chicken, ribs, pork, and the best is yet to come. The cleanup hitter is coming up with brisket. Tim Onstott is here, and he is doing some wonders for us. Of course, GFT Trucking and Dedicated Diesel. Stevie J is kind of standing right by us, so I'm going to bring him on for a second. You called, Stevie, you called Tim the barbecueologist.
Yeah, that's what Greg Solier said, but he's technically a pit master.
Oh, is that the technical term?
And he and Donna, they travel all over America doing this, and they're just great.
It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
I just
was that rib about as good as you were? That's about as good a rib as I've ever had.
I agree. And the chicken, I asked you after when we kind of had a moment of silence, I'm like, what kind of was that a breast? Was that a...
I don't know what that was.
I don't either, but it was a...
Well, they got a lot of knives in that trailer,
yeah, right.
So they cut them up, but everything looks like they sprayed lacquer on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it's all shiny.
It's unbelievable.
It's like a new nickel.
And appearance, like we're voting for appearance,
yeah.
Taste score, and then, of course, tenderness. And Tim mentioned in his talk with me that tenderness is like the biggest thing. I have never eaten three more tender things in my life.
Mitch is trying to give him an 8. And you only go to 9. He said, I can't do it. There's nothing to do.
It's, right.
No, this is a high-level deal.
I told Tim, I'm like, I'm trying to be tough on you.
No,
because, you know, he wants us to be tough,
yeah.
So that he can learn from it and be better in his next. I can't.
Yeah, it's like watching a pro golfer hit a ball.
Right. Well, here's what you're doing wrong there,
baseball
Tiger.
Baseball player take a swing. Right. In the big leagues, it's just a little different level.
It's like, yeah, Tiger.
We're just trying to get our grill hot and put something on it.
Exactly.
And then it's kind of done and it's good. And then turn the thing off and leave it crusted on there. Right. That's what the normal guy does. And
taste.
This guy go out there, you could eat off of everything. Everything's clean. And it's been a fun experience.
It really
has.
Thanks
for being here.
Well, yeah, and thank you for doing that. Here in about 10 minutes, I got to pull up Game Changer for Andrew playing a baseball game. Ooh. So we're going to kind of see.
We're in Hoopston today, aren't we?
No, they're in Danville.
Danville.
Playing Schlarman today.
Man,
so
bees on the bat. Man, it's cold.
I know.
Don't hit me on the handle. DeLon used to muscle those out to center. He had enough power, man.
Yeah, right. Anything that got to the grass, I was excited about. Yeah. Even if the second baseman had to back up into the grass to catch it, I was like, hey, yeah. I put a pop into that.
That's
well,
good.
Thank you, Stevie, for letting Tim come and do this because it's been incredible. Luke Goody's always fun, isn't he? He's always fun to have on.
Luke is a good kid.
He really is.
And how do you bring together a group of guys that like each other?
Oh, my goodness.
That's 05. That's 89.
Yes.
But how do you plan that?
Yep.
And who could have possibly thought that Marcus Dumas was going to be that good?
Nobody.
I mean,
I watched him for 4 years at SIU.
I mean, he's a good player, but could that? He's a pro. He'll make money.
I think it's going to be tricky, too, Stevie, with him. He could be a key to this game with the defense Iowa State can throw at you. As Sean Harrington said, he's got to be quicker on that booty ball. He's got to do it a little bit quicker.
I think you're right. Brother Johnny doesn't like how long it takes.
Yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah, but one thing that I had Jeremy, as in Tane J.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy was on this morning. I said, if I told you the end of the game stats was Illinois 40, Iowa State 29 on rebounds and 9 turnovers for Illinois, he said, I think that's a double-digit win for Illinois.
Boom.
It's controlling the rim.
Yes.
And making sure we hold on to the ball because Penn State is that kind of quick. So we've got to be able to handle the ball in that press.
There's not many things that will shut up Stevie and me except Tim Onstott's here with the brisket, and we are going to shut up and take a break because it is time to eat the brisket. I cannot wait. We're back. It is The Drive.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up, and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Eddie Clare, president of Paul's. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Paul's is looking for experienced fabricators and millwrights to join our team on both first and second shifts. We have a great benefit package, including 2 weeks of paid vacation from day one, a company bonus, health, vision, dental for you and for your family, a 401k with a match. We also offer tuition reimbursement and on-the-job training programs for less experienced fabricators and millwrights. Let Paul's create big possibilities for you, your career, and your life. Apply online at paulsmachine.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes. and I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team. Steve, I have a question.
Shoot!
We've talked about Sony, but I know you have LG and Samsung too. Aren't they all kind of the same?
Ah, that's a tough one. Samsung is famous for their bright, colorful picture and the frame TV.
They look like art, right? What about LG?
Okay, Sony invented OLED, but LG perfected OLED manufacturing. That efficiency makes LG the number one selling OLED TV in the country, and their build quality is excellent.
Yeah, they're really flat too. So, why Sony?
Sony makes movies, cameras, monitors. Accurate image is crucial. Colors, skin tones, contrast, motion handling are just some of what Sony does better. Sony buys panels from Samsung and LG and improves them with their own video processing.
Wait, a Sony might have an LG screen?
Yeah, or even Samsung. You've heard how a great coach can take your team and beat his?
I get it. Sony can use other guys' parts and still make a winning product?
All to get that red hair just the right shade and no blur on the swish.
Get on the green and get seen at the 2024 Chamber Golf Outing at Lincolnshire Fields Country Club Thursday, June 6th. Showcase your business at the event and connect with area professionals by reaching out to Kelsey before these opportunities are gone. The June 6th Golf Outing has the basic scramble format and shotgun start. Call 217-359-1791 or visit champaigncounty.org for details.
The Festival of Quilts celebrates a special tradition at Cunningham Children's Home. Since 1895, every young person that comes to live in Cunningham is given a handmade quilt to enjoy and treasure forever. The quilts are lovingly created by United Women in Faith and other members of the quilting community throughout Illinois who care about Cunningham youth. The 20th anniversary Festival of Quilts will be happening on April 12th and 13th at 9 a.m. at Cunningham Children's Home, 1301 North Cunningham Avenue in Urbana. For more information, visit cunninghamhome.org. Hope begins here.
Celebrate the Big Ten champion Fighting Illini during March Madness at Pia's. Watch all the NCAA tournament action on Pia's multiple flat screens. Enjoy specials on buckets of beer with your choice of Coors Light, Miller Lite, or Dos Equis. Pia's, home of the Slugger Burger, will be serving up all your favorite ballgame food. Don't forget the famous fish sandwich, available every Friday 11 to 7 p.m., and the Big Tito's Bloody Mary for all those early games. See you at Pia's. Go Illini.
Get ready. Logic Community is having an open house, an epic open house, Monday, April 1st from 11 to 4. But there's more. From the 1st to the 5th, you can come in at Logic Community and have a free day of workspace free. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to join the Logic Community family. Mark your calendars April 1st for the open house and April 1st to the 5th, come work for a day for free. Logic Community, where minds meet and ideas ignite. See you there. Go to Logic, L-O-D-G. EIC.work.
You need the world's fastest mower to create your free time. With Dixie Chopper, what you got to look at is the warranties. Dixie Chopper, all of their models, you're getting a 3-year unlimited hours bumper to bumper warranty. That's on the whole thing. Then your commercial units, you get up to a 3-year no hour limit or 5-year 3,000 hour limit on the drivetrain. So that'd be your engine, your 2-gear boxes, transmissions, and all that.
Well, that sounds pretty solid.
Yes, it is. Yep. Things break, and even if it's built well like a Dixie Chopper, you need to have that covered, and you get what you pay for, basically.
And I can go see Andy and get on one of those things, couldn't I?
Yes, you can. You can go see Andy at Dedicated Diesel at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. You can reach him through Dedicated Equipment on Facebook or call him at 217-328-0562. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You as well. Too. Tim Onstott, Yale Frerichs Trucking, Dedicated Diesel, and Championship Barbecueologist.
Relax.
Colby Wright, Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by Max at MX Electric.
Kind of the classic answer of what I wanted to do since I was a kid. This is my 11th year being in law enforcement, and I really can't imagine doing anything else. Mm. I get a lot of joy out of it.
And how do you handle the fact that there's so many untruths that are being said about law enforcement?
You got to have thick skin. You know, I know why I'm out there. My family knows why I'm out there. And most people know what we're doing is for the right thing, you know.
I'm glad you love it, because we need guys like you.
Yeah, well, I do enjoy it. I don't really know what else I would do. So.
Yeah.
And University of Illinois Police also has a few dogs.
We do. We have several therapy dogs, along with the bomb dogs, the EOD dogs, and we have a pretty large canine program where we're at.
And you do a great job out there protecting, serving the public.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate your support.
Relax. Call back 217-359-7293.
Have you you ever wondered why you pay your bank to have a checking account with them? We do too. At Fisher National Bank, we offer free checking accounts that reward you to bank with us. Our Rewards Cash Back Checking offers 2.02% cash back on debit card purchases up to $500 monthly. No service fees or balance requirements needed to earn rewards. For a free checking account that pays you back, simply make 12 debit card purchases, receive electronic statements, and have one direct deposit within a monthly cycle. It's so simple. We bet you're doing most of these things already. With Rewards Cash Back Checking, you have access to Reward Saver, which earns 4.07 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. Reward yourself with free Rewards Cash Back Checking and Reward Saver, a few of the many ways Fisher National Bank invests in our customers. See monthly requirements at any branch or fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
All right, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, The Drive with Tay and Piper. I feel like we're at Pia's. We got a lot of people here. Kurt's here. We got food going around. I hope we're somebody stashing the extras somewhere so I can take those home, but I think... Oh, that's a burnt end? Okay, Kyle, you've got the interview with Derek Piper. I'm going to eat a burnt end. Derek Piper, I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. You picked the wrong day to be gone, my friend. I'm sorry. I know you're on an important mission right now. I know this is kind of a dream to go cover a Sweet 16. You've missed a really good day.
I'm jealous, man. Yeah, I was wondering about that a little bit at the break.
Oh.
I am here courtside at TD Garden, so I'm pretty happy with my current location, but I am my stomach is maybe fighting me a little bit, saying I should be back in Philo.
Oh, man. If we could combine you courtside with this ribs and pork and brisket and chicken, you wouldn't believe it. You just wouldn't believe it. So your courtside, what's your take of where the Celtics play? Now, I'm a Sixers fan, so you want to spit on half court when you leave, you can. But how nice is the how nice is TD?
Oh, it's really nice. I have been here once before. My brother had a bachelor party in Boston, so we came out here and got to check out the digs. We actually took a tour and then went to an Eastern Conference Finals Game 7 between the Celtics and the Cavs. So I've been in this building before. I will say currently it is chillier than I remembered. It must be to keep the ice cold underneath. You know, the Boston Bruins also sharing this arena. But very cool to look up in the – I know not for you as a Sixers fan, but to look up in the rafters and see a lot of banners, a lot of world championships. You respect the history. Brad talked about that today, just knowing that this is a city that basketball means a lot here. So – but I think just kind of more of a localized in terms of the games for Illinois, you know, to see the national presence from a media perspective here today, know that the lights are pretty darn bright for what the games are going to be tomorrow night. And obviously we hope to be covering one on Saturday as well. So just a lot of excitement, pretty cool place to be for another venue. And, yeah, we're enjoying it. We're enjoying it and ready for a great battle on Thursday night.
Derek Piper being a professional on the Tapman's Towing phone line, because my next question was, do you sense an even greater feeling now at the Sweet 16 than you did at the first round of the tournament?
Yeah, big time. You've got reporters from everywhere. You got Field of 68, obviously big time with Jeff Goodman and those guys. You got you know, Forbes is here, the Tribune. You got just all over national media and big market presences. To get a chance to say hi to our old friend Marley Weirda, who's working here in Boston.
That's right.
So that's always that's a fun angle as well. But no doubt, just to know that, you know, I said it earlier when Brett Behrens and I were filming a segment. This is kind of really the last footstep before the Final Four. You know, the winner of this pod, the four teams that show up, the one that advances gets to go on to Phoenix to go to the Final Four. So I think every team that's here recognizes that, understands that. But certainly, you know, no disrespect to Omaha. We enjoyed our time there. But it just has a little bit more of a big-time feel, knowing that – and look, this is my first Sweet 16 being covered. So I'm sure even as we get into tomorrow and seeing the crowd, and I imagine it's probably going to be a lot of UConn fans. But even also just seeing the – they're unpacking the shirts here and to see the Sweet 16 swag they got – you know, I tweeted it out, pictures of the Illinois Sweet 16 shirts you could buy here. That's real. You know, that's not going away. So that's a nice marker for Illinois, a box check. But they'll tell you, and they told you last weekend, and they're telling you now that you know, they want a lot more. So we'll see if they can get that.
Now, Illinois always travels well, fan base. Are you seeing some orange and blue there in Boston?
I'll have to. I have a better idea tonight. You know, when we.
I was
going to
say you've been inside all day,
but I have been inside most of the day. I will say that. So I can't really tell you as far as that goes. We flew in late last night, so I haven't been out and about too much other than coming over to the arena. But I'll have a better gauge tomorrow as far as that goes.
No doubt, and of course we've heard it. The KenPom, you know, you got one. Defense with Iowa State, you got one offense with Illinois. Derek, I mean, I don't know how to keep asking the question essentially, but in your mind, someone that studies KenPom, someone that, you know, relies on it as your analytical view for a lot of things, I know there's other things you look at as well, for some of your opinions, what does that mean and how fun is that going to be?
It's fascinating. Yeah, it's number one versus number one. You look offense versus defense, and I'd love to have an idea or some kind of automatic formula that says this side of the ball wins most times. And there is I'm actually writing about that. There's the old adage, you know, defense wins championships. And even somebody today, I don't know where the reporter was from, but asked Brad and said, hey, you know, traditionally people side with top-notch defenses, you know, having an upper hand on top-notch offenses. And Brad countered and said, well, did you watch Miami last year? So I think there's examples both ways. Miami was able to outgun Houston last year, a really good defensive team. They put 89 on them in the Sweet 16 and moved on. Houston was a top five defense. But on the other side, like Alabama ran into San Diego State last season. San Diego State was a defensive just juggernaut, not very good offensively, but really, really good on defense. And they stymied the Tide, and the Tide, a one seed, expected to really march onto the Final Four, was done in the Sweet 16. So we'll see how that goes. I think that it'll be, for Illinois' standpoint, getting out in transition is going to be really important. Sure. I know we always say that with Terrence and whatnot, but when you have this good of a defense and just knowing the way they lock in at the half court, it'd be great to try to get some quick hitters, try to run on them. There have been some examples, as I've dug deeper into the numbers, that BYU had a really good game and beat Iowa State earlier this season. They had like 30 points in transition, so you've got to be able, if you're trying to attack them, I think it's important to get them before they really set into their defense. And then we can talk more about it, but their scheme is definitely, it's similar to Nebraska.
Okay.
They want to make you shoot jump shots. They want to take away the lane. They want to live with you taking threes. So they're going to actually give you open looks from three a lot of times. I think they're going to pack the lane on Terrence, leave some of those supporting cast guys like Goody and Guerrier and Hawkins with some better looks from the outside. And I think those guys will definitely make shots to make it an easier day for the Illini offensively.
You got a lot to do. I'm just going to ask you two more quick ones. I asked Sean Harrington this, that does he expect Dane Danger to continue to kind of have an impact on games? And you just mentioned that they being the Cyclones, like to kind of take you out of the lane. What do you think of that? What do you think of a red-hot Dane Danger that everybody just can't wait to get in the game and get the ball into his hands going against a team essentially that is not going to want you to do that? How do you feel like that's going to play out?
Yeah, I'd like to have him, especially with the way he's playing, the confidence he's playing with, and running the floor too. I mean, he's even the guy. I know if we would have said this earlier in the year, talking about transition offense, Dane would be probably the last guy we'd name of a guy that could help you there. But the way he's running the court, I think that's something that you can beat guys down the floor, even just get early post-ups. Because I do think they're going to trap everything as far as post-up action. I think they're going to trap DeMass in the booty ball. I'd imagine they trap Dane on the block one-on-one. So that's something that you do have to think about. But Illinois could actually use that too to their advantage, is saying, all right, come bring the trap, we'll kick out, we'll make an open shot out of that. So I think he can play for sure. And another angle that I look at this, Iowa State, their real one glaring weakness defensively is rebounding. They give up a lot of offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
So having a big presence like Dane, who we know can hit the glass, obviously Ty Rogers can do the same thing, Quincy Guerrier. That's something that you could try to counter with and say, all right, you're going to make things tough to come by in terms of us making shots. but we'll kill you on the glass and get second chance opportunities, get fouls, that type of thing. Back to the original point. I just think Dane's playing so well. You want to give him opportunities in this game.
Last thing, Illinois was as loose as you could see in Omaha. They were having a lot of fun. Did it carry over when you watched them today? Does it look like a group still pretty loose?
They're still messing around with the chairs, I'll tell you that, as far as their little routines and all that. I think Coleman's the leader of that little exercise, but they're having fun. And that was something that Quincy voiced to me today. I asked kind of, hey, how have you gauged the focus and the hunger? You guys said you wanted more. What's that look like? He's like, there's no doubt that that's the case, but we're enjoying it. We're soaking up the moment. We're having a lot of fun. So, and how could you not? These are once in a lifetime opportunities, and you want the guys, you know, not to be overly tight, you got to take it seriously, obviously, with your preparation and whatnot. I think that kind of goes without saying at this stage of the game, but it does seem like they're having a good time. I'm sure they have an epic celebration planned if they do get to celebrate late tomorrow night. And I don't know if that's Super Soakers or what's the, how do you top that? But yeah, it'll be fun to see, and obviously we all hope that we'll find out whatever that is ultimately planned for them.
Awesome. Can't wait for a win, and can't wait to talk to Pipes on Friday. I'll just throw it out there. Derek, good luck with everything. Get your stuff done. Have a little fun in Boston, and let's tip this thing off tomorrow night and get it done.
Will do. I'm jealous. So enjoy the burn-ins, the chicken, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I want you guys sending me pictures, but yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a couple. I've got a couple that I can send you right now, in fact, as soon as we get you off the air. Those are coming your direction.
All right, man. Take care. I'll talk to you Friday.
All right, Pipe. See you, buddy. Derek Piper, Tapman's Towing phone line from TD Garden Arena in Boston, the site of Illinois tomorrow night against Iowa State. Back with Brad Underwood's thoughts from today. It is The Drive.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
The best steaks in Central Illinois belong to one institution, and that's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. I'm Jay Lehman. I'm a regular at Long Branch Steakhouse. I take my wife. I take my kids. I love the fried pickles, fried mushrooms, the onion rings, and, of course, the steaks. The ribeye is my personal favorite. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Tell Donnie Jay Lehman sent you. Don't forget the mac and cheese. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 in downtown Gifford.
Zach Brazil in New York Post, for any of you guys, how you just described the way Terrence has played for the last, I guess, month, Big East, Big Ten tournament, NCAA tournament, just like what's been like watching his performance?
Personally, I think it's been great. I think he's done a great job of just being a dominant player. I feel like a lot of times it gets tough in the postseason because everybody knows your actions, but we've been keeping everything pretty simple, and he's done a great job of being a reliable source to go out and score at any given moment, you know, whether a play breaks down or not. And seeing his speed, his physicality dominate matchups, it's been really great to see, for sure.
Question in the back right.
Joey Wagner, 24/7 Sports. This is for both Quincy and Marcus. Illinois has had a tradition a little bit of having transfers come in here and really thrive. So what is it about the program or the coaching staff that allows you guys to have this level of success coming in here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the culture, when I first got here, just everybody was always in the gym. We set our standards for the year too. And, you know, we really just make sure that we were respecting those standards. And I think that's why I really translate our success to those standards.
Yeah, I think, you know, coach just leaves no confusion on what's expected. You know, as a one-year guy, you don't have a long time to kind of figure it out. And he leaves no confusion. And then, you know, in the portal, he kind of talks about it. So it's kind of appealing as a one-year guy to see the success that other guys have had and the way that coach uses us.
Right here in the middle, fellas.
Derek Piper, Illini Inquirer. This is for Coleman. Obviously, you guys are the number one offense in the country. They're the number one defense in the country. What has to happen for you to make sure the battle of strengths goes in your advantage?
I think the biggest thing is keeping it simple. I think not trying to hit home runs, you know, making the extra pass, and then being what we talk about, ball tough, is a big key. You know, live ball turnovers for them lead to buckets, and they score a lot off of those turnovers. Those, you know, coach uses the term pick sixes. So limiting those, being ball tough, making simple plays, stepping up and knocking down open shots. They're going to those open shots are going to come when, you know, they double team the booty ball offense that we have. And, you know, stepping up, making those shots, not turning the ball over is our key to success for sure.
Guys right here in the middle of the right.
For Coleman and Marcus, Alec Bussey, 24/7 Sports. Good to see you again, Coleman.
Yes, sir.
Coach talked about how impactful Sincere Harris and Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn have been in helping you guys prepare for Iowa State's ball pressure. Can you guys just speak to what they've done in practice to maybe make you uncomfortable heading into Thursday's game?
Yeah, I think Sincere does a great job. You know, at times he runs around and does his own thing, but you know, when he's giving us great looks, him and Dre, offensively and defensively, just crawling up in us, making our catches tough, and just trying as best as possible to simulate those defensive coverages, and you know, trying to replicate how hard teams play. And you know, Sincere is always guarding Terrence and Marcus every day. Same thing with Dre, and then offensively, you know, making us work extremely hard in practice. Sometimes, you know, I hate guarding Sincere because he's like going full speed, and I'm at like 50% still trying to get warmed up, and it's like the first drill, and he's already trying to like serve you and make you look stupid. But now they do a great job of just bringing the energy and intensity and making us work hard, and not only them two, but the whole entire scout team for sure.
Annie Costable from the Chicago Sun-Times. This question's for Marcus. I'm curious how your 4 years at Southern Illinois prepared you and shaped you, got you ready for this final year that you're having with Illinois.
Yeah, you know, I think I came from a really good program. You know, I have a lot of respect for Coach Mullins and the way he ran things and just the way he coached me. I think he did a really good job of just preparing me player development-wise and, you know, as a leader to kind of come in and make an impact in obviously the one-year situation. So, yeah, I think, you know, SIU does stuff at a high level compared to most mid-majors. You know, through conversations I've had with other people, I've learned that. And I think he as a coach just really helped me understand the game and understand how to come in and impact.
John Fanta from Fox Sports. Marcus, kind of coming off of that, you obviously have an envisionment of what you're going to be at Illinois coming into things, but everything happens so quickly in the portal. What have you found out about this place, this coaching staff, your teammates, that's made this a perfect fit for you?
I think, you know, just the way that Coach Underwood kind of treats us, he treats us, you know, more as a professional team than a college team. We're an older team, and he allows us to be more player-led than coach-led, I think, and he gives us that leeway to kind of control our own destiny and how we operate some things, and he puts a lot of trust in us. So I think just, you know, the trust he's put in us just kind of reflects our trust in him, and it's just kind of a two-way street.
John, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, John. Yeah.
Just a quick follow-up. Coleman, the two guys to your left, you know, there's that dynamic with programs of – guys who are back versus guys who come in. Why have they fit so well?
I think they're just being asked to do. It's not like they're being asked to do too much or something they can't do. I think, you know, Quincy's done a great job of spacing the floor, knocking down open shots, being aggressive when he needs to be, offensive rebounding well. And that's what coaches told him to do. And then, Marcus has done a great job embracing the role of the booty ball offense and taking his time and just being stronger than most guards, you know, powering through, you know, just using stuff that he works on every single day. So I think just their opportunity and embracing the roles that they've been asked to do has been great, and it's worked out well. And, you know, it's kind of morphed us into what we, you know, are today, which is the number one offensive team in the country. So,
all right, we'll go right in front, right?
Brian Antique, CSM Sports. This question is for Marcus and for Quincy.
All right. Sorry.
Oh, you good, man? Yeah. So just a quick question for you guys. So Brad, obviously, you know, he gets up Terrence about not hitting the defensive boards. Could you just guys talk about just the importance of him doing that and what it does for the offense?
I mean, yeah, when he defensive rebound, our offense is way better. We run in transition. We push the ball, and we don't need him to defensive rebound tomorrow because they're a really good team. They're crushing the boards. They're 4 and 5 are really good. So the guard's going to have to come help us and get rebounds. But like I just said, when Terrence is rebounding, our offense is two different things.
Yeah, I think, you know, rebounding is a big emphasis that coach has had since the summer. He definitely gets on Terrence a lot, you know, just because with Terrence's, you know, athletic ability, when he rebounds and we get on transition, you know, we're just a different team. So, you know, coach's ability to kind of press the buttons on what he sees and what players can be better at, I think is just really good.
Thanks, guys. Back right here.
Mike Abelson, New Hampshire Union leader. Quincy, for you, what type of performance do you have to have tomorrow for you to consider yourself to have had a successful game against the Cyclones?
Just focusing on rebounding and my defense. Got to be really aggressive, knock down shots. But it's going to be about all about the team. I think if we communicate, we stay connected, and we're aggressive defensively and we rebound, we'll have no trouble to win the game.
Right here to the left.
Yeah, Kevin Sweeney, SI. For Marcus, obviously your post-up game, it's something you were able to do at Southern Illinois, but where does that come from? Like, how did you develop such a advanced, you know, low post game as a guard, and how has that benefited you at the highest level?
I give my dad a lot of credit. My dad coached me ever since I was super young. So, and he always kind of talked to me. A phrase he always used was, there's two positions. You're either on the bench or on the court. And he always just talked about how you want to be able to do as many things as possible to stay on the court, you know, and just be versatile, you know. And obviously I have some size. So I think he just did a really good job of coaching me in all assets of the game. And just, you know, I think that was just one thing that, you know, he really coached me in.
Here to the right.
Scott Ritchie, Champaign News Gazette, for Quincy. I know we kind of talked Saturday about your last Sweet 16 experience, and you haven't been in Boston long, but just kind of you compare that year in Indy and the bubble to now, just kind of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's two different things. I remember during COVID year, in the morning we had to wake up, go get COVID tests. We're in a hotel, couldn't go out. Now I feel like I can enjoy more the experience because, you know, we're traveling. We got more time for us. We got time to like go to places and stuff. But just like I said, really grateful to be in that position right now.
Awesome. We have time for probably two more if they're out there. Any other questions? Go ahead, Kai.
I guess for any of you guys, it's just kind of a late tip time, 10 p.m. local time. Like, what do you do all day to, I guess, stay ready for that?
Nap a little, take a nap before the game, a few hours before the game. That's for me.
Anyone else?
No. Yeah, I'll take a nap. You know, we'll obviously get up and have shoot around. So, you know, we kind of get our bodies moving, you know, get our minds going, and then take a nap. And then next thing you know, it's game time.
Take one more in the middle here.
For any guys, I know that after getting the Sweet 16, you said that this wasn't the goal, that you guys were obviously hungry for more. Do you feel like that has been shown in the lead up, the practices, that you guys got that hunger and desire that you want?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've been practicing really hard. I feel like everybody's locked in. We're having fun too. You know, I think that's really important for us to have fun and just to be dialed in on the scouting report. But everybody's been tremendous, and the coaching staff as well.
One more here. We'll let you guys head back.
Yeah, Robert Rosenthal, Illini Board. Coleman, this is for you. I don't believe Coach Underwood pushed in his chair when he left a little bit ago, and I'm curious if you have a reaction to that.
That's disrespectful. Is this his chair right here?
I think Marcus is sitting in it.
Mm. We'll let him know next time. It won't happen again, I swear.
OSF Medical Center at 1400 West Park Street is working with NAMI Champaign for a free 8-week class for family and friends with mental health conditions to learn from trained professionals and others who share this journey. Family to Family starts Tuesday, April 2nd from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Get mutual support, compassion, and reinforce the positive impact you can have on someone's life. Learn more at NAMICHAMPAIGN.org.
Don't miss out when Ancient Aliens Live lands in a town near you. The Out of This World Tour continues with 15 new dates announced across the country. Hear from the experts of Ancient Aliens live and in person.
All of you are on this journey with all of us together.
Get your tickets now at AncientAliensLiveTour.com.
Ancient Aliens Live, Project Earth, lands in the Virginia Theater Friday, March 29th. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org.
Child Abuse Prevention Month is coming in April. Friday, April 5th, make plans to come by Crisis Nursery during your lunch hour as CASA, the Children's Advocacy Center, Prevent Child Abuse Illinois, and the United Way of Champaign County share their mission, statistics, and raise awareness of this important issue. Wear blue in support of child abuse prevention. Industrial Donuts in Savoy has a blue box of donuts that can be ordered for pickup between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. on April 2nd through the 6th. 20% of the sales benefit CASA and Crisis Nursery. Crisis Nursery is gearing up for their wine tasting presented by Art Mart from 5:30 to 7:30 Thursday, April 4th at Carmen's in downtown Champaign. There'll be dozens of vendors with their samplings, delicious appetizers from Martinelli's, and live music from mid-October. Support children and families in our area getting help from Crisis Nursery as you get your tickets now for the wine tasting on April 4th at crisisnursery.net.
All right, back to wrap it up. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Kyle Toss.
Apologies, by the way. I know Lon teased Brad Underwood. I downloaded the wrong audio under Underwood, so you got to hear Marcus Damask and Quincy.
You
and
have struggled
Coleman
today. I'll let it go since you ate like a four-course meal.
Okay, yeah.
Of some of the best barbecue. Well, no, probably the best barbecue you'll ever have in
the
your
best.
Life. So I'll let it slide, and I'm kidding only because you didn't even hardly talk today because we were guesty as all get out. Got to thank, now you did help me out at first when I could not remember Jeff's name, but we did have Jeff DeBroff on from KCCI TV in Des Moines, kind of breaking down Iowa State. So if you missed that, you'll hear that coming up when we replay the first hour. That was a good interview with Jeff. And then we also then went right to Sean Harrington, who was lights out. His breakdown of things. And I apologize. Every once in a while, we were losing connection with Sean with a kind of a weird little sound like the I don't know what that is. But for the most part, Sean broke that down as well as you can. And then, of course, this hour, we heard from Luke Goody and also Derek Piper. We'll podcast that. You can get that at StevieJay.com, StevieJay.com, and get that podcast. Kyle does that right after the show because Lon doesn't know how to do it. 217, real quick. Perkins and McCaffrey transferring from Iowa. Would you take either? I mean, Tony Perkins, I'd take him just so he doesn't beat you. I don't want McCaffrey.
As long as you tell him that he's playing against Illinois, like if he somehow gets fooled that by playing for Illinois, he's going to have 32 again, then
exactly.
Sure.
I would probably take a Tony Perkins.
Yeah,
I
mean, he's good.
Veteran point guard. And he could play the two, whatever.
He
I'm
could play
to say.
The one or the two,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, the one
but
or the two.
He,
is he 38 years old or something? I mean, he looks,
he looks
like
it for sure. Here's the problem with the guys that are in the portal now, though, and all these coaches are getting asked about it in these press conferences is, well, aren't the teams that have had great seasons in the Sweet 16 getting punished because
– oh, yeah.
Like Tony Perkins is hearing from all these coaches who are sitting at their desk all day calling transfers and trying to recruit, and Brad Underwood's watching Iowa State film. I think Dan Hurley earlier today, the UConn head coach, was like, feels like the NBA where the best teams get the 30th pick, and like we're getting screwed here.
Boy, he is really on a run, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good Lord,
yeah.
Danny.
But I do agree with them on that point that why not open the portal right after the national title game?
Correct. And I guess if you're Illinois or one of these teams, you're like, well, we're letting our play speak for ourselves. And if you want to get to the Sweet 16 or beyond, then you want to hold on and see if we're going to offer you a spot. Plus, you know somebody within the Illinois basketball program has reached out to whoever needs to be reached out to. So, all right, we are literally out of time. Real quick, tomorrow, what's your thinking on Iowa State, Illinois? How are you feeling on that?
I think it's going to be a classic of a game that comes down to the wire. But like I said kind of all week, I'm cautiously optimistic about this matchup for Illinois. I think the way Illinois is playing offensively and those top two guys where I think, you know, even if Iowa State keys in on Marcus DeMas booty ball, I don't know if they're going to have a matchup for Terrence Shannon. And I think we've mentioned that Coleman Hawkins can be a key in this game, and I think he is going to have a big game. And ultimately, Illinois is just going to score a little bit too much for this Iowa State team to match. And so I think I'm going with Illinois. My official score prediction, I'll say 77-72. Okay. Illinois moves on to the Elite Eight and takes on UConn.
It was funny, right when you started to give your score, I had mine in my head because I didn't want
in case it was the same.
I just think Illinois is playing I'm sorry to use the Brad Underwood term, they're playing at an elite level right now, especially offensively. I'm going with Illinois in this game 74-70, kind of the same deal. I'm trying not to homer this thing. I just feel like the way Illinois is playing, they're playing like one of the top three teams in the country right now. And UConn's another one of those teams that's playing that well. But the way the Illini, since the Iowa game and ripping through the Big Ten tournament, ripping through the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, they're playing confident and really good basketball. And, of course, you're getting the emergence of Dane Danger, which now coaches are like, where the hell did he come from? Now we got to prepare for that dude. I just like this team. I like where they're at in terms of the ability to win games in March now, and they're just loose. They're loose, mm-hmm. and they're ready to go. Give me Illinois 74-70. I think Iowa State defense is for real, so I don't think Illinois is getting in the 80s.
Yep.
But give me 74-70. Illinois advances to play UConn, and we'll talk all about
that
Friday.
To prove that I'm not being a homer, I know I'm not going to be here Friday. So my preemptive prediction if Illinois plays UConn is that I think that one's going to be just a little bit too tall of a task for Illinois. But that's just
– That's fair.
Just get me there, tip the ball up, and let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun. All right, we're out of here. We will – again, no show tomorrow. Cardinals open the Major League season tomorrow. So do the Cubs. By the way, we have hardly talked baseball. We apologize. We'll get that, of course, plenty of that in the summer. But you'll hear the Cardinals right here at 3 o'clock. So make sure you enjoy that. No show for us tomorrow. We'll see you Friday. It is The Drive.